The Lehmans had this pig in their backyard, a pet pig named William the Pig. I wasn't really friends with those Lehman kids. They had sandy-colored hair and buttons for noses. My mom was friends with their mom, with Libby Lehman. They were in poetry group together. There's a darkness to Libby's poetry, my mother said. But I was just straight up jealous of those Lehman kids, because they had this big pinkish, grayish, black William in their backyard, and that pig was so cute and a little bit hairy, you know, sort of peach fuzzy like pigs are. I wish I had a pig, I sighed to the older Lehman girl. She was old, maybe 14, tall and pretty. She didn't answer me, just shook her head and shrugged like whatever. But then one day I went over there, and Mr. Lehman wouldn't let me go in the backyard to see William. He just pulled at his beard and shook his head no, and Libby Lehman set the long dining room table with the good silver, and she served us pork chops for dinner with dark, sweet barbecue sauce. And I played Tinker Toys in the shag-carpeted den with those Lehman kids. It was maybe a year later when the phone rang at our house too early, and it was one of those Lehman kids, voice shaky, high-pitched, so I handed the phone over to my stepdad, who had been a Catholic priest before he got excommunicated for marrying my mom. Mr. Lehman, it turned out, had accidentally shot Libby Lehman in the chest while he was cleaning his gun that morning, and no, they hadn't called 911 yet. They needed a priest, not a paramedic. That seemed like a strange story, but my stepdad the priest put on his black wool beret and my mom the poet put on her red coral lipstick, and the back door to our house slammed behind them and Libby Lehman was dead. When my parents got home, my stepdad said, "I don't think that was an accident." And my mother said, "Of course that wasn't an accident." But the newspaper said it was an accident, and Mr. Lehman kept going to work every day, and the Lehman kids kept going to school every day, and I thought about William the Pig. And the way that before Mr. Lehman killed Libby, he must have killed William the Pig.